Do you think God knows what you need even before you ask? What about what you desire? Do you think he knows and cares about that too? This song testifies that indeed he does. And now another favorite, taken from Matthew 10, with a similar message. If God has his eye even on the lowly sparrow, I know he watches me and you.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I am free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart and long for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I am happy. I sing because I am free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Let not your heart be troubled. These tender words I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I am happy. I sing because I am free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches.
I know he watches.
I know he watches me.
We've learned that God cares deeply for us and never loses track of what's going on in our lives. But what if he doesn't seem close at all? What if I feel abandoned? What should I do if it appears God's not there?
Seems so beautiful, cares are all behind. Sounds like music fills your heart, stealing voices from your mind. Then one day a shadow steals your rising sun, but clouds that swirl around you gather one by one.
If God's not there, guess who went away?
If God's not there,
you know who's gone astray. And if the shattered pieces of your dreams you can't repair, your life he'll mend for just a prayer. Yes, God's still there. Your God's still there.
If God's not there, shattered pieces of your dreams you can't repair, your life he'll mend for just a prayer. Yes, God's still there, your God's still there, your God is still.
As the result of bad choices and resulting guilt, Jacob found himself wondering if God had abandoned him. But God gave him a vision while he slept of a ladder connecting heaven and earth. Jesus is that ladder, the only way to heaven, and he's always there.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. Every round goes
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
We're really happy to be here with you. I've driven in this area a lot, but I've never been to this church, and I really like it. It's beautiful. We started about 5 years ago. We're supposed to be a double quartet, but as all of you can see, we're missing some numbers. One of our baritones moved away, and we haven't been able to replace him yet. So if any of you know a good baritone or even a second tenor that would perhaps like to sing with us, let me know or contact us through the church office. So we're shorthanded today, and also one of our first tenors came down sick this week, so he's not here. So we're not an octet, we're a sextet today, but we're still glad to be able to be here with you. And let's introduce ourselves.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin Krall, and I sing second tenor.
Hi, I'm Jim Harris, and I sing second tenor.
I'm Sherman McCormick. I sing first tenor.
I'm Jake Kissinger, and I sing bass.
I'm Bruce Blazer, and I sing bass also.
And I'm Doug Woods, and I'm singing baritone, and my wife Donna Woods is at the piano.
Yes, as Jacob discovered, God is still there. He's always been there and always will be. The prophet Jeremiah tells us in Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy mercy. Great is thy love. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. I see all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love.
Great is thy
faithfulness. Blessings all mine with 10,000.
next song is a new one to us. We have it. It's the first time we're performing it as a group, so we're going to get our books.
Indeed, he is faithful. Doesn't it make you want to be like him a little more each day? Isaiah the prophet told us the Messiah would come as a child, and that his name shall be called Wonderful. Truly, he is kind and faithful, a wonderful Savior.
I have started out to follow Jesus. Every day, every hour, I want to be just a little more like my blessed Jesus. He means more than all the world to me. Oh, wonderful, wonderful is Jesus. He gave his life on cruel Calvary. He'll be there when I start to cross the Jordan. What a wonderful Savior is he. In his footsteps I will always follow. In his ever gracious presence I would be. Though the storms of life may rage, my Lord will guide me. What a kind and faithful Savior is he. Oh, wonderful, wonderful is Jesus. He gave his life on cruel Calvary. He'll be there when I start to cross the Jordan. What a wonderful Savior is he. What a kind and faithful Savior is he. Wonderful, oh so wonderful is Jesus.
In Psalm 8, David contemplates the grandeur of God's created universe and asks the question, what is puny man that you even care about him? This next song focuses on Jesus' great sacrifice for us and asks a similar question. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for me?
Oh, when I think of how he left his home in glory, dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I?
Why he ever loved me so.
With such a fantastic message, we cannot keep it to ourselves. Jesus calls us, as he did Peter, James, and John, to be fishers of men and to spread this good news far and wide.
Fishers of men, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me, if you follow me, if you follow me. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Fisher of men, fisher of men, fisher of men. I will be a fisher of men as I follow you.
As I follow you, as I follow.
Before Jesus returns, God's people must endure the trials of the end times. Matthew 24, as well as parallel passages in Mark and Luke, describe the calamitous final events in nature, politics, and society. Surely God's people will need his strength for these final days.
History writes its final page. The earth groans and shakes while humanity waits. Rumors of war, famines and more. Nations cry peace, false prophets increase. Tell me, who will the faithful be as we near eternity? Who will stand when others fall away? When our faith is tested so and persecution starts to grow, by faith we will endure, our destiny is sure.
Give us strength for these final days, courage for the battles we must face, endurance
will keep us standing tall through it all. Give us faith that will never give in to the lies of deceitful men. The seasons are signaling the end. Lord, give us strength. Lord, give us strength for these final days.
Battles to win, works to begin, souls to be won, His will to be done. The harvest is due, and He's calling me and you. But the laborers are few in these final days. As we storm the gates of hell, Satan's schemes will not prevail. The church marches on with banners high, as we wait in one accord for the coming of the Lord. And by faith we lift our eyes to the sky.
Give us strength for these final days, courage for the battles we must face, endurance that will keep us standing tall through it all. Give us faith that will never give in to the lies of deceitful men. The seasons are signaling the end. Lord, give us strength. Lord, give us strength for these final days.
The time has come for the church to be revived, to offer itself as a living sacrifice. This gospel of truth must be preached to one and all. Then the end will come.
As we hear that trumpet toll, give us strength for these final days. Courage for the battles we must face. Endurance that will keep us standing tall through it all. Give us faith that will never give in to the lies of men. The seasons are signaling the end. Lord, give us strength. Give us strength in these final days, these final days.
In the 19th century, it wasn't only the early Adventists who were singing about the soon return of Jesus. The American slave also longed for that chariot to swing low and take him or her to glory, even as it once did for the prophet Elijah.
Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing, swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Why don't you
swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Looked over Jordan, what did I see?
Well, I
looked over Jordan, what did I see?
A swing down chariot
coming for me. I've got a home on the other side.
Why don't you
swing down chariot, stop and let me ride?
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, calm and easy.
I've got a home on the other side.
Now there were two white horses standing side by side.
Well, and this old chariot, let me ride.
And one of these mornings, bright and early,
I'm going home to the other side.
Why don't you
swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, calm and easy.
I've got home on the other side.
Why don't you
swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, calm and easy.
I've got a home on the other side.
Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Wow. The words of that song read like today's newspaper headlines, don't they? The signs that Jesus gave us are fulfilling faster than we can even take notice. And soon, at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. Can you say amen?
Rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call at the midnight cry. We'll be going home when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air, and then those that quickly changed
at the midnight cry,
when Jesus comes again.
Look around me, I see prophecies fulfilled, and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father as he says, "Son, get your children." At the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise
when Jesus
steps out on a cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air. And then those that remain shall be quickly changed at the midnight cry.
At the midnight cry,
when Jesus comes again, and then those that remain shall be quickly changed at the midnight cry.
At the midnight cry.
Jesus comes again.
At the midnight cry.
At the midnight cry. When Jesus comes again. Comes again.
And oh, what a day that will be. Another songwriter has described paradise with these words: no more night, no more pain, no more tears, never crying again. Praises to the great I Am. We will walk in the light of the risen Lamb.
Theme, earth and heaven will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternal.
Praises to the great I
I am. We will live in the light of the risen Lamb. We will live in the light of the risen Lamb. Hallelujah to the risen Lamb.
Thank you so much for the gift of music and that wonderful gift that we can give a ministry. We ask that you please be with each and every one of us. Many of us have many things weighing on our hearts. Please be with the families that lost so many down in Florida. And please be with those who lost so much. Please be with each of us here today as we close up on this message. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.